एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट।
यू आर लिसनिंग टू एन एचडी स्मार्ट कास्ट ओरिजिनल।
Welcome to Health Charcha, issued in public interest by Medtronic. I'm Deepti Ahuja, podcast producer at HT Smartcast and your podcast host and dost. In this show, we will discuss all of the burning health-related questions you, my dear listener, might have in mind. So, let's begin. In this episode, we will discuss an issue we often totally forget about or ignore, no matter how much we are suffering and how much it can prevent us from performing our day-to-day activities. Yes, I am talking about hernia. By the way, hernia doesn't just affect the men. Almost anyone can develop a hernia at any age. From newborns to Madonna, the iconic Madonna, this illness does not discriminate. As per the Journal of Mahatma Gandhi Institute of Medical Sciences, in India alone, the estimated annual incidences of inguinal hernia is approximately 20 lakhs. So today, we have with us Dr. Ashwind Bawa, Associate Professor of Surgery, Dayanand Medical College, Ludhiana, who will help us understand hernia better so that we can recognize the issue well in time and act on it by taking help without hesitation. Welcome, Dr. Bawa. Kaise hain aap? Welcome to Health Charcha.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're most welcome.
Yeah.
So, doctor, you know, whenever I've asked people about hernia, I've heard people say things like, "Haan, hota hai, papa ko hua tha," you know, bahi na, that makes things painful for people to move. They look like ghosts when they are in pain, but no one can really explain exactly what it is. So let's begin there. Dr. Bawa, what is hernia?
See, from blinking an eye to running a marathon, the muscles throughout our body make our every movement possible. But that's not all what they do. Our abdominal muscles are very dense and strong. It helps our organs to stay in place and together. However, sometimes you can get a weak spot in a wall of the abdominal muscles that are usually, you know, tight. When this happens, these organs or some other tissues parts of the intestine can come out, squeeze through this opening and give you a hernia. If you can feel a small lump in your belly or in your groin region or perhaps in a scar of an old surgery that has been undertaken, you may have a hernia. This lump may go away when you press on it or perhaps you lie down. Agar if there is pain in this swelling, especially if you're coughing or bending over or lifting something heavy, then you must see a doctor.
Sounds very, very, very painful. But what are some of the symptoms that inform us if we are affected by it? Like, when do we need to go to the doctor?
See, the most common symptoms of a hernia can be a swelling in the groin region or in the abdominal wall. Some people, you know, have that heavy feeling, bloating sensation in the abdomen. There's discomfort. This may increase while coughing, lifting or bending over. Some of these symptoms may not appear in some people and it is perhaps caught on a medical exam by the doctor you're visiting. You've gone for your annual checkup and your doctor sees that there's a swelling in your navel and this is a hernia. A hernia can be characterized by a weakness in the muscle wall through which our organs or parts of organs are pushed out. It is most commonly seen in the abdominal wall, in the groin area, the belly button or the navel as we call it, or sometimes in the lower abdomen near your thighs, that's a femoral hernia.
Okay, so, you know, you spoke of people with six-pack abs, you said muscles, you said, you know, tightness in muscles and all of that. I really want to ask you, are some people more susceptible to hernia? How does it happen?
So, the time a hernia takes to develop depends on its causes, which are related to weakness of the muscles or perhaps training. So, commonly patients or people who have cough are smokers, or there's damage to the abdominal wall due to previous surgery or due to an injury. the abdominal wall becomes weak and there's space for your organs to protrude out. So the main risk factors are perhaps repeated pregnancies, lifting very heavy weights, constipation, and perhaps weight gain. So if you're gaining a lot of weight, your muscles are splayed over and there is space for your intestines or the parts to come out. So if ever you note a painful swelling or a bulge from the abdomen or in the groin region, I think so these are symptoms of hernia and you should perhaps visit your physician or a surgeon.
Right, right. Dr. Bawa, is there only one kind of hernia or, you know, like other diseases, hernia also has variations, if you know what I mean?
So, since we've been talking about belly buttons and groins and various body parts, hernias can occur and they're commonly various types of hernias. You have inguinal hernia, which is which happens in your inner groin, and incisional hernia, which happens through a previous incision or a previous surgery. The outer groin swelling is called a femoral hernia. The belly button swelling is called an umbilical hernia. And similarly, if it involves the upper stomach, it's called a hiatal hernia. So as per the National Center for Biotechnology Information, the most common form of hernias are inguinal hernias, mostly seen in about 70%, 72%, 73% cases. Some hernias may cause fewer symptoms. The rare ones cause little symptoms, but it can become a very serious medical emergency.
Right. How? I mean, I'm wondering, should we be scared of getting a hernia? Is it life-threatening? I mean, can it not heal on its own like other muscles? When a muscle is weak, we work out and, you know, it becomes stronger. Aisa nahi hota hai hernia ke saath?
See, a hernia is a weakness in the abdominal wall through which your organs are coming out. So some of these hernias, if they're symptomatic, you know, and your intestine, a part of an intestine is coming out through this hernia. So there's a risk that this intestine might get trapped in that muscle wall. And once that happens, you'll have pain and symptoms. And if this part of intestine is badly stuck, that's called incarceration. And once, you know, it gets tightly stuck and, you know, the intestine's blood supply gets damaged, that's called strangulation. You know, that's a life-threatening emergency and should warrant urgent treatment. So if you do not put that intestine back, plug the hole, perhaps it can be very detrimental to your health.
Right. And I've heard that there is a risk of gangrene, you know, tissue death, all of those things. Is that what strangulation is?
So, yes, of course, if that intestine remains there for long and, you know, it becomes dead, it can be a life-threatening emergency. That simple hernia surgery that was supposed to be done in you would become an intestinal surgery. And in that condition, I would not be able to put in a mesh also. I would perhaps try to save your life by cutting that part of intestine, getting it together, closing that gap without putting in a mesh and try to save the life of a patient. So I would, you know, mark my words, and a normal hernia surgery, if delayed for a long time and if it has bowel as contents, becomes a bowel surgery plus a hernia surgery.
Oh, but aren't there any non-surgical treatment options available for hernia?
See, if this hernia is a wide defect which is not causing any symptoms, you can delay that hernia surgery by wearing a dress or a belt or any other device that is you know, holding that hernia inside without causing you any pain or discomfort. But one must be instructed that perhaps if you are wearing that truss very tightly, you know, you can still land up with incarceration and that can still be detrimental. But sooner or later, most persons with a hernia would need to have it surgically repaired. The part of the surgery is, you know, putting that intestine back in and repairing the defect in the abdominal wall.
Absolutely, makes sense. So, you know, push comes to shove, surgery is required. Do tell us about the different types of surgical treatments that are there out there to cure hernia, and which one's the best one?
See, there's nothing like a best treatment. A surgery has to be tailor-made for a particular patient. The simple method is that we have to be, as I've told you, that it's a gap in the muscle wall and in the abdominal wall we have to put back in what's coming out, strengthen the abdominal wall, use a mesh, which is a synthetic material to cover that defect, and get that abdominal wall into its normal shape. So the recurrence rate has been shown to dramatically get improved if we put in a mesh. And I would prefer to repair hernias laparoscopically. And if you're fit for a laparoscopic approach, you should discuss it with your doctor. So basically, if I have to say, there are two methods to, you know, repair hernias. One is the traditional open surgery. The other is what we call as the laparoscopic or a keyhole surgery, in which we make small holes.
So I'm guessing it's always better to opt for like the less invasive laparoscopic surgery, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, could you just tell us exactly how this works? Because you said that if it gets like really, really bad, then you might have to, you know, go in for a bowel surgery along with a hernia surgery. How would you treat it via a laparoscopic surgery? If you could just, you know, put it in layman terms, hamari santushti ke liye.
So, if you have to say that it's a normal hernia, routine hernia surgery, we use a laparoscopic method. Laparoscopic is, we put in a scope, which is like a scope means to see, and lapro means abdomen. And we make tiny holes in the abdominal wall. Put our tiny instruments from those little cuts, one cut maybe 1 centimeter, or the other cut, which is a max of 1 centimeter, and the other cuts maybe 0.5 mm. We put our instruments through it. We have a fiber optic light source which visualizes whatever is inside the abdominal wall. We pull off the hernia, you know, and try to suture the defect and perhaps put in a mesh and fix it with the special instruments like tackers and to hold that mesh in place.
Right. You've spoken of the mesh quite often. Seems like, you know, an alien object inside the body. I mean, I don't know. Feels uncomfortable. I don't know if I'm asking if it's safe, but I am definitely saying it feels uncomfortable. How do you, like, what do you tell your patients when, you know, they come up with these kind of questions?
See, a mesh is required to strengthen that weak abdominal wall. If I don't put in a mesh, the abdominal wall remains weak and the chances of, huge chances of, you know, risking recurrences without that mesh. So it is perhaps better to put in a mesh every time that you get in.
Right. I mean, it's better to prevent it, and won't we know if you were opting for a surgery.
Yeah.
Are there any preventive measures, you know, when it comes to hernia?
So, if in case you know that you have a hernia, please do not continue with your weightlifting measures. Perhaps it would incarcerate the bowel that is already there and, you know, worsen it. Go to a doctor immediately. Don't delay that part. Don't risk yourself by not going to a doctor if you are having recurrent pain or other symptoms like bloating. Definitely visit your surgeon. Timely management of a hernia is important to, you know, avoid landing up in serious complications of hernia.
Right. Clearly, it could be life-threatening. So we shouldn't do that. Having you here and explaining things to us so simply was a pleasure, Dr. Ashwin. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. For the awareness of the audience, June is Hernia Awareness Month. And we're going to take initiatives in spreading more awareness about hernias. And I think so, a knowledge with the general public is must in terms of explaining things like requirement of a mesh and landing up to your doctor, surgeon in time to get timely treatment of hernias.
Absolutely. And I really hope that, you know, after listening to this conversation, whomsoever is listening to this conversation is going through something similar in terms of symptoms of hernia. I hope that they are alert enough to actually just, you know, immediately after this conversation, call up their doctor and go like, hello, I'm coming to you. Please fix a meeting.
Should be done. But
thank you so much.
Thank you, Dipti. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's it for this episode on Health Charcha. If you want to know more about the diseases discussed in this podcast, please initiate a discussion with your physician. To stay updated on this podcast, follow at HT Smartcast on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Nai Nazariye Se. This is a public awareness initiative supported by Medtronic. Views expressed are independent views of Dr. Ashwinth Bawa, intended for general information and educational purposes only. They do not constitute any medical advice. Please consult your physician for any questions or concerns you may have regarding your condition. Doctor makes no recommendations or endorsements of any product or services.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.